Hello everyone, welcome back to Sterling's Global. Thank you very much for tuning in for another quality video. So today's topic is going to be about 10 reasons why HMRC investigate or might investigate your e-commerce business. It's a very important topic for you to note, so you don't make the small mistakes to trigger the red sign for you to cause a lot of headache. So number one on my list is unreported income. Now HMRC might be very keen on investigating if you're not reporting all your transactions or income that you're making from all your shopping platforms, such like Amazon, Wayfair, or wherever you're marketing your products or services. If you think you are missing these transactions or income on purpose, please stay away. Don't do that, because HMRC might trigger their system to come and investigate you for that single reason. And sometimes it may happen actually unintentionally, even though you don't wish to. It might be just a miscommunication of the data between you and your accountants, or in you and your accountancy software, even though you have that good intention of making sure you're reporting everything to HMRC, but this can cause extra chaos that you don't need. So do ensure you do report all your income coming in from all platforms, including your actual mail orders, website orders, as well as marketplaces such as like Shopify, Amazon, Wayfair, eBay, or similar to Allegro, and so on. So reporting the income or making sure the income is calculated towards the actual bookkeeping is extremely important, so you don't miss out to report this back to HMRC or in your accounts. So number two on my list is VAT compliance issues. VAT is one of the most important income sources for the actual government. It could be any country, it could be the UK and GST in Australia, or GST in Canada, or sales tax in USA. It's all the same, just different terminology. Now, what you need to remember is that people who mess about with VAT is classed as fraud straight away, either mistake or not, to the actual government bodies. So what you need to ensure, if you do meet the actual threshold or nexus for VAT or sales tax, you need to ensure that you register for that actual criteria, what your business or your service should be registered for. And if you think you are in doubt, you do not know or understand the terminology, you should speak to tax specialists like ourselves, who would be able to advise you and get you fully compliant. To do ensure you are fully compliant and registering on time as early as possible, rather than delaying the actual process. When you meet the VAT, if you do not submit all the actual whatever income and expenses, that's also classed as misrepresenting yourself in the tax sort of things when you are filing your accounts. If you do not report all the whatever income, that's also classed as fraud. So that can actually trigger HMRC system to come and investigate you if they find any misrepresentation in your VAT registration or VAT filing, or you're purposely lowering the actual revenue so you don't have to meet the threshold. So it's a very dangerous game. So we do urge you to absolutely avoid any sort of mistakes in declaring your VAT. Either you're an e-commerce business, a restaurant business, or any sort of other trade like service business, you're a legal firm, or maybe a software provider or a consultancy business. Either way, whichever business you are, ensure you are 100% VAT compliant and your business has the necessary talent in place to take care of the VAT on time within the threshold. So number three on my list comes the suspicious transactions. Now, suspicious transactions are not really all. There are some suspicious transactions, or there are some transactions which are classed as suspicious. Now, that could be the actual irregular amount of money being in and out of the actual accounts in lump sum. So it could be like, say, if your average transactions are, say, within the £100 range and you've got 10,000 transactions a month, but now suddenly you're making transactions into 20K, 30K, 40K, there and there, inconsistent, out of the account to other accounts, that can trigger some sort of actual breaking the rules policies in HMRC data, is simply because this is irregular for your business. Now, that also goes down to the side, if you do international transfer suddenly out of nowhere where your business is not an international business. So if you do transfer outside the country and you've got no import activity or no services or products coming into the customs, then that's also a triggering point. So suspicious transactions can also include like a large amount of cash, which you obviously know is a very common practice for somebody who would not usually be tax compliant and willing to deposit the money straight into the bank. Now, the large amount of cash is not recommended to be in the bank out of nowhere, or your business is actually a new business, or you have got some sort of flow of transactions that go into the bank. So suddenly putting a large lump sum to their actual cash deposit triggers a bell straight away. Where has that cash come from? Now, is that cash actually taxed? Has that been pre-taxed or been made through their actual legal routes of HMRC income policies? So in that case, that will trigger the investigator to make sure the actual where the cash is coming from is a legitimate source of income. That's all it is. So that's what it takes, and also some of the points that I just discussed so far in the suspicious transaction section, for that to investigate you in your business and your accounts. Number four is incorrect expense claims. Now, this is a very common procedure, either intentionally or unintentionally. As a business owner, you should know where you're spending the money. So by that, what I mean is that you're having a large number of expenses which may not be legitimate for the actual business cause. So if you're spending the money for business, that's absolutely fine, but you should ensure with a qualified tax assistant or maybe a bookkeeper or your accountant to tell you the expenses you are actually claiming or putting through the bookkeeping, is this a business expense or not? If not, don't do it. If it is, make sure you have plenty of evidence like receipts and explanation in place. So if HMRC ever knocks on your door, you have an explanation for that. So also incorrect explained claims, if you are a VAT registered business, may also increase the actual reclaimable amount of VAT. And HMRC does not like that. They think if a business is running smoothly, professionally, and properly, you should always be positive on your VAT. It's simply because being positive on VAT triggers that actually it's actually a cash flow healthy business. It's actually making a profit. On a regular basis, if you have the business making a loss and the nature of a business does not represent that type of transaction, then you are at a risk of being investigated by HMRC. So incorrect expense claims should be one of your key points to make sure that you do not trigger that actual system for HMRC to knock on your door. Keep an eye on it, speak to the accountant, clarify everything in advance before submitting VAT filing or your statutory accounts. I hope this one helps. Let's move to the next one. So number five on my list is inconsistency in your tax return. So inconsistency in your tax return can actually trigger the system as well. Because if you have, say, for example, a VAT return, so you have done, say, 100K in sales this quarter, and you have done 80K in expenses this quarter. So the difference is 20K between the revenue as well as the expense, so leaves you a gross of 20K, right? So that's your actual average going for maybe 18K, 22K, 25, 30K for a few quarters. But suddenly you're like, boom, like your discrepancy is like your expense or VAT is going to be, for example, the expense is going to be 250K. And suddenly income is remaining about the same 100K. It's like 150K in loss this quarter. Whoa, what's going on? So do you know where I'm coming from? You'd be surprised. I know you're listening to the video, watching this video, you think you might not ever do it. But trust me, there's plenty of, you know, people, they just think, you know, HMRC is a coconut, they're just gonna accept it. It doesn't work like that. There's smart people out there. They build the system, they build the regulations, they know the actual patterns, how the taxes are being sent to HMRC from all over the country and all over the world who report to HMRC. So make sure your actual tax income or expenses or transactions are consistent. Do not cause a chaos purposely. If you do have a legitimate reason, 100% running by the books, you've got nothing to worry about. I'm just referring to the people who want to play with HMRC tax. And I urgently, personally, ask you to do not play with HMRC, okay? They know more data about you than you can imagine from a click of a button. So please stay away from playing up with taxes or playing up with the system. Do not do that, it's not worth it. If you think you cannot operate the business healthy enough to pay the right tax, get away, just get a job. So if your mind is not clean enough to do the business, you'll never be successful anyway. Pay all your tax and ensure that you claim all the expenses possible according to the actual tax return or according to the tax laws, and do your tax return consistent basis properly within the rules. Simple as that. Sterlings is a cross-border accountancy firm for e-commerce businesses, either service-based, software-based, or product-based. We do it all. So if you do require any sort of assistance or need somebody properly to take care of your books, we're here. Give us a call. The website address is below on the video, and we'll be happy to help you with any question you may have for your business in terms of tax compliance, either doing your books or give you a one-off paid consultancy. We'll be more than happy to do that for you. So thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.